And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Ailish Van, who's smiling and happy because she knows that the entire city is going to be cleaning up here very soon. Is that correct?
That is correct. Next week kicks off cleanup week.
Okay.
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's walk through that, because there are many people who are listening who have experienced this in the past. They've had great fun. And this seems to be aimed at the exact right time. We've got a little bit of greening up. The weather seems to be cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what opportunities people will have when we start on Monday. What's that like?
Well, this is the second year in a row that we've done Cleanup Week, and we have a different focus each day of the week next week for people that live inside the city limits. We have Monday and Tuesday are going to be days that we're going to go around and pick up people's grass clippings and leaves and
okay.
small sticks and stuff to get rid of that stuff, and we're composting it once again with a partnership with Country Garden Farms. They let us haul it out to their facility on Springer and let us dump it there, and then they compost it. So we've been doing that for the last, 8 years or so, I want to say, and it's been a great way to divert stuff from the landfill, because all that stuff used to just get in plastic bags and go to the landfill.
Ooh.
So
oh, yeah.
So now we've been able to compost a lot of stuff. I feel like we get more and more every year, and this will be the second year that we've offered like a curbside pickup of those materials versus them bringing them to us, the residents bringing them to us. And so we seem to get a lot more participation when the city picks it up. So
and so for this and other things we're going to be talking about, the timing is critical. You can't just put it out anytime.
Right. Yeah. So we divided it basically we use the highway as our dividing line.
Right.
So people that live on the west side of the highway, which is over by Cars and Friedmeyer and Palmer High School, they're getting picked up on Monday.
Okay.
And then east side of the highway, which is everything on the other side, the depot side, we will be picking that up on Tuesday and potentially Wednesday too, because this side there's a lot more homes on this side in city limits than there are on that side. So,
okay.
But yeah, that's probably one of the most noticeable things about cleanup week is when people clean up their yards. So,
right.
Yeah.
So is there anything that a person could do which would be too much to be picked up?
Yeah, we learned a lot last year by this experiment, and we just put a few more rules in place this year. We're only stopping one time at people's houses. Last
okay.
year we had people be like, I'll have more, come back later. And it just took away from other stuff that we
sure.
needed to be doing.
Sure.
And so just one stop at people's houses, and then we're having people put their brush into more organized piles. Seemed like last year we had people just kind of piling it all up in one big jumble, and we're asking for more organization and bundles of sticks and stuff in a certain 4 foot lengths and things like that, because we have people cutting down trees and then wanting us to haul off these, 8 foot long sections of trees.
Got it. So all of this and what you'll be talking about in the detail, so the people who only heard part of it will be able to reference it, is available where? How can someone be reminded of what they have to do next week?
So everybody that has city utilities should have gotten a flyer in their utility bill that went out two weeks ago.
Okay.
So behind their utility bill would have been the flyer for cleanup day that outlines everything. But if they can't find it or they misplaced it, they can call me at 745-3400 and I can talk them through it. And we also have some information on our Facebook page.
Okay. Facebook page for the City of Palmer?
City of Palmer. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so Monday.
So we've got Monday and Tuesday, mm-hmm. in a way. So the next piece of this?
Yeah, so Wednesday and Friday are, we're calling those like junk days. So people that have old stuff out in their yard that's not furniture or an appliance, you know, so old bikes, broken mowers, you know, other random things that end up in people's yards, broken tents, things like that. We're picking those up on Wednesday and Friday next week. And those are by appointment only. People need to call me to set up an appointment for us to come pick that stuff up. So
once again, how big a thing would be too big?
Somebody actually asked me that on the phone yesterday. They're like, what are the limitations on how big? And I was like, well, like we can't pick up an RV, but, you know, couches are probably the biggest thing and like a king size mattress. But, you know, that's kind of the extent of what things are. And as far as like yard waste stuff or junk, I can't really think. I mean, if it's like an engine or something, we probably wouldn't be able to pick it up because we're doing manpower here only. We don't have a winch or anything.
Oh, you don't have to. Okay. So, that's important to know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it would probably be, you know, stuff that we can lift with two people or so. We'll have our grass crew isn't fully started yet. We'll have three people on board next week. So they'll be doing the majority of the pickup. So,
okay. So this is a wonderful way, particularly for people who don't have vehicles that transport all this stuff, move it up, et cetera, and take it someplace. Where does it all go? We got the compost.
The compost goes into, a big commercial composting pit. And then the rest of it, unfortunately, goes to the landfill. And I have encouraged some people that have called with furniture and appliances that are in working order to try to get them to Bishop's Attic or some other sort of thrift store to have them reused versus just tossed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but the stuff that is broken and just junk and garbage, then it will go into the, I believe it goes into the C&D cell at the landfill.
Okay, so is there any more to the pickup piece of this that we're talking about?
Yeah, Thursday is the day that we're picking up furniture and appliances, and this is by far the most popular day that people have been calling me about to schedule things. So old couches, old beds, old washers and dryers and microwaves and stuff that people have been holding on to. Thursday will be the day that we'll come around with our big flatbed truck and take that stuff away.
Okay.
And then, that's the whole week. And then Saturday is like the community cleanup day that we've been doing for a long time. And that's the collaboration with the Chamber of Commerce and the city. And we do, people can come pick up bags and then walk around town and pick up bags. And kids that pick up a bag of trash will, they get to enter their name into a bucket to win a bike.
Oh, mm-hmm. Where do these bikes come from?
We get them. Last year, we got them from Fred Meyer, and that's our plan this year, too.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so cleanup day is always a good time because kids love the bike giveaway, and they're excited to go pick up trash to maybe win a bike. And
So adults don't have anything?
Adults, no. Unfortunately, no. And I always have thought that it would be fun to get some bikes for adults to participate because, you know, it'd be nice to have a new bike for picking up trash, but one of these years, maybe we'll find somebody to help us.
Or find some donate. Here's a thought. I just throw this out there because there are bike swaps and there are people with functional bikes that move on to a slightly better one. And they have some value, but I would think there might be a donation capability.
Yeah,
there.
I agree. And that just takes probably a little bit more footwork on probably the chamber side because they're the ones that get the bikes, the sponsorships for the bikes and stuff. But that'd be fun to work on next
year.
Right.
And that's the day when people go on and about. I guess this year I'm wondering, I've been, as I walk around town, I've been watching, and I don't see as much trash.
Yeah. I don't see
what
as
do
much trash either. And I honestly think part of it is like, there's no plastic bags in Palmer anymore. And we're not seeing as much plastic in the trees or the shrubs around downtown. And we didn't have any like really significant windstorms this last winter. So, you know, normally those will kind of blow in all kinds of trash. But, you know, I don't know what it is, but I agree. There's just not as much trash this year, which is great. I don't know what it is. I think part of it is the plastic bag ban and the rest of it, maybe people are just being more mindful about not letting their trash fly out everywhere.
That's a good thing. Okay, well, we're going to do a little segue because we can. You have mentioned that this particular effort in the cleanup is a cooperative a piece involving the Palmer Chamber as well as the City of Palmer. And I have before me someone who knows about both those things because I offer congratulations. You have taken on the responsibility of the Palmer Chamber.
Yes.
But you're still letting go of what you've been doing with the City of Palmer Public Works.
Yes. Yeah, I've been with the city for 10 years, and so I wanted to give them ample time to find somebody to replace me and to offer training to that person. So I'm splitting my time between the two right now. So,
okay.
Which it works out well because the first thing coming up on my list of things as the new executive director is cleanup day. So I know that intimately, and it's an easy thing for me to kind of manage and do the city part too. So
I think listeners may have some sense of what the city is doing. Obviously, they're going to people from Public Works are going to go around with vehicles and pick things up and take it away. What's the Palmer Chamber's role in all of this?
So the Palmer Chamber's role is to help get sponsorships for the bikes. So
okay.
The bikes are all purchased with sponsor money. So we have sponsors of Cleanup Day that they want to put money, part of their sponsorship money, towards those bike purchases every year.
Okay.
Because, you know, their focus is on kids or whatever. And so, and then we're, you know, the chamber is really focused on community. And so that's where the community barbecue comes in handy too. So the chamber buys the food and all of that and organizes that. And the board of directors will be doing the cooking this year at that barbecue on Saturday.
Very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yeah, we just want, you know, we want food always draws people, you know, so if you have food, people will come. So if you have food and bikes, then it, you know, ups it even more. And so the chamber focuses on that community portion of helping our town look better to bring in visitors and economic growth and everything. So.
Okay. So I want to take also the opportunity to say that what we're last night at the one of the boards at the City of Palmer, the one dealing with trails and parks and rec and so on, a group that had formed made a presentation regarding the creative development of crosswalks. And that's going to happen, it looks like, if we pass through that board and go on to the City Council on the 14th of May, and then there will be a creative crosswalk colored at the Friday Fling area going across from the Palmer Museum to the pavilion and mm-hmm. so on. And that has in other places been a very successful thing. I mean, people have generally looked and said, wow, that's kind of interesting. Also, there's some improvement in terms of safety, et cetera. And, of course, the guidelines for doing this aren't that at night you sneak out and do this stuff, but it's done within the lines that are appropriate by DOT and the city about how to do this. And I wanted to mention it now because I think it's the kind of thing when we were – I was there at that meeting last night. There was a Boy Scout group there, and their eyes lit up because this was something that potentially they could become involved in. And as you were talking about the chamber and the rest, it's also the kind of thing that is kind of a community-based activity that, along with suggestions of painting utility boxes and so on, changes the whole sort of sense of the community.
Absolutely. And I've been to communities where the crosswalks are painted and the electrical boxes and even the dumpsters.
Right.
And it does just adds this whole other element of community involvement and awareness.
Sure.
And I don't know, it's great. So it'll be exciting to see what they come up with for designs and everything. And
yep.
And I think that crosswalk at the Friday Fling area is a perfect one to start with.
Yep.
You know, it's highly visible in the summertime. And yeah, when you're driving, you're like, whoa, this is different than any other crosswalk that I've seen. So yeah. You're more hopefully aware of your surroundings. So yeah, it'll be exciting. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff happening in Palmer. I'm so happy that get to be part of this town.
So just looking backward a little bit, in front of our studios, there's a I Love Palmer, I Love Biking bike rack, and there are some others that are around. Were you at all involved in any of that, or can you help listeners understand how that happened and how that might spread a bit more?
Yeah, so the bike rack, the same board that met last night, the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Advisory Board, they had a bike rack design competition. And so they had people submit designs, and then they chose their favorite. And so that bike design that's out there was done by Robin Schroeder, one of our council members, Pete LaFrance's wife. So they chose her design, and it was pretty cool. And it was a hard choice. I saw all of the designs, and it was a tough pick because there were some really cool ones. But now the city has taken over building those, and we've been using a local company here in town to help cut out the actual iHeart Palmer, the design on that, because we don't have the machinery to do that. But we've got some more that are being built right now. Certain businesses have requested them, and we're just working on getting more out in the town. So yeah, that's another great example of like a group getting together and wanting to make a change and have a very unique local bike rack. Like, it's pretty awesome.
And of course, for some years, a group called Grow Palmer has been out there and has worked to provide support and additional vegetation, not only vegetables and flowers, but all of that in different places. The city does have some work that's done in addition to just cutting grass, to actually putting flowers or trees or taking care of trees. Is that true?
Yeah, we do. Our grounds crew is always, they do a great job. And yeah, they do all the trimming of the established plants and stuff that we have in town. They also water, with a collaboration of Grow Palmer and the city. The city waters the main Grow Palmer beds and everything to help them. They have an irrigation system on the edible rail trail by the depot, but the big one out here right in front of your studio and the other ones along the main street here, the city helps water those to help those vegetables grow. And then, yeah, the city, we have the hanging baskets that those are contracted, but a local greenhouse is putting those together for us this year. And so they water those, and yeah, they mow, but they also, when they have time, they'll work on other projects and, you know, kind of rehabbing areas and everything that need it. You know, there's some shrubs that need to be replaced that are, you know, dead or whatever. Like, they're pretty good at seeing that stuff and making those changes. So.
But it's, for me, a sign of summer, because once I see the City of Palmer truck coming down to water the plants which have been put up, I know that we're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always shoot to have those hanging baskets up the week of Colony Days. So that second week in June is when we always try to get those baskets up, because we want to have our town completely ready for Colony Days, since we get so many people coming through.
Right. Mike Malevsky here with Big Cabbage Radio. I've been speaking with Ailish Van, and we've been talking about the cleanup for the city and extension of the beautification in various ways. And any last comments, either from the City of Palmer Public Works or Palmer Chamber?
I suppose a comment from both. If people want to come get bags from me next week, I have bags at my City of Palmer office at 1316 South Bonanza Street. You can come grab bags from me if there's a certain area that you want to clean up before cleanup day happens, and then you can bring those bags down to us at the pavilion on Saturday. And then also from the chamber, if you have kids that are 18 and under and you want them to go out and take pride in their community, we encourage you to bring them down and have them pick up trash and enter to win a bike and have lunch on us.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much for coming in
today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your City of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.